Every day our average is 50,000 kilos of food that we rescue from landfill that we put into someone's stomach.
So I'm standing inside the Food Bank Queensland warehouse in Morningside in Brisbane. I'm surrounded by lots of people, all wearing fluoro orange vests, myself included, and it is Action Central. Ken McMillan is the general manager.
If you look at these peppers, they've come direct from Bundaberg. If you look at these sweet potatoes, they're too big. You won't see them in a supermarket.
The veggies that may not fit into the very specific requirements that Coles and Woolies have these days.
Exactly right. There's nothing wrong with the stuff, and you've got to tell the sweet potato once it's peeled, he won't know the difference, the poor little darling.
I know, look at it. They're beautiful sweet potatoes.
We've got bananas. We're bringing them down from North Queensland. As you will see, they have a spot.
Just a couple of spots on the skin. Just but they're perfectly fine to eat.
That's exactly right. Nothing wrong with them. Actually, some people will tell you that bananas got to have a spot to taste good. So we bring them down from North Queensland. We've got about, we bring down about 35 tonne a week from different growers who, like us, don't want to see waste.
So that's it. If this food wasn't coming to you...
In a paddock in the back somewhere, or to end up down the back as landfill. Crazy world in which we live.
Ken, it's not just fruit and veggies, though.
No. If you look over to our right, we've just got a load of milk coming out of the line facility. Every day we go down to Line and Palmlet and pick up their surplus milk. Milk's got to have an eight-day life to go into supermarkets. Once it gets under that window, it's no use to anyone, really. So we will go and pick that up and we'll get rid of that all today. So it's no problem at all.
And then if you look at these aisles in front of us here, where you've got pallets stacked up down, to the roof.
Yeah, down the back there, we've just got a shipment of baked beans, which is a discontinued line from one of the major supermarkets. We've got over 80 pallets of that. We've got a lot of bread. There's a lot of bread that's surplus to requirement throughout Australia. And we just work with the two major manufacturers. So we end up getting more than enough bread that we can handle. And it's just a wonderful idea. Rather than all this stuff going to waste or going to a dump, we can pass it on to these charities. And every charity here will tell you a different story. Whether they're domestic violence shelter or a school breakfast program or just mums and dads doing it tough. There's people need a hand. It's just our privilege to support them.
Mark McDonald, you're picking food up. Where is it going to go?
We're based in West End. We're community friends and we have about 150 homeless or disadvantaged people turn up every Wednesday to our food giveaway. We come to Food Bank two or three times a week. We'll do the bread, the cereals, the rice, the pasta, the fruit, the vegetables.
If it wasn't for Food Bank, where would you get it from?
Oh, we'd be up the creek. There's no way we'd be able to get the volume of food we get without Food Bank. If we didn't give out the food, there'd be increase in crime. If we're not there giving out food, it increases stress, so we increase domestic violence. I know people who don't eat for 3 or 4 days at a time.
And unfortunately, when we throw away so much as a society, there's so many others we could be helping. It's sheer lunacy in many respects.
Oh, absolutely. There's to throw food away when we've got an excess amount of food and there are people out there who need it who can't afford it. Now, people on the New Start allowance, you know, that's a very, very small amount of money that they get. And they just can't survive. So, yeah, they steal, they do all sorts of issues happen.
This is a well-oiled machine, this warehouse, can I say. You've got the drop-off point here, the food bank truck I see, heading out to get another load of something. Who knows what it could be. We've got the pallets of milk ready to go into the cold room as well. As I look around, you've got a few other people in orange vests, some stacking, some would be here to do the pickup.
Yeah, as I said, we've got 300 charities, 200 schools. All of these people would be volunteers coming from those organisations. So you're talking about Salvation Army, St Vincent Paul, Meals on Wheels, YMCA, Wesley Mission, all beautiful charities doing great work. We have our own volunteers down the back, we'll take you down there, who we couldn't do this without them. We have 16 staff on site. We have 4 trucks. We have 7 forklifts. It's a pretty big operation. It's more than a little tin shed.
In other words, you've got to watch where you stand.
Yes, exactly right. And as you can see, it's a busy site. But again, it's good. It's about feeding people. It's fantastic.
John, you're the chairman of Food Bank, John Debenham.
We used to spit out under 1 million kilos of food a year. We're now doing 12 million kilos, which in layman's terms is over 20 million meals a year, which is phenomenal. But as you can see, Craig, we are bursting at the seams here. We need to get a bigger warehouse, which will enable us to get more of that food out there that's going into landfill, and then get it to the people who need it the most.
David Muir, you're one of the founding directors of Food Bank. How do you describe how it's changed over those years since it started in Queensland in 1995?
It's been enormous change. We had a rudimentary warehouse in the valley in Wandoo Street, and we started off really just giving away potato chips and Coca-Cola. We now got a very strong emphasis on nutritious food, and we know that half the people we feed are children. We shouldn't assume that the need is just in those impoverished areas. The need's everywhere. I mean, there are schools throughout the state where children are turning up hungry. And if we're going to be fed income about the next generation here in Queensland, we've got to make sure they get a proper education and they can't learn if they're hungry.
And John, you say this warehouse is bursting at the seams. So if you had a bigger warehouse, how many could you be feeding?
Oh, well, we think the need is about 40% missed. So the number of people who are hungry and are looking for meals, about 40% are currently turned away. So if we could double the size of this warehouse, we could go a long way to feeding those people who are currently missing out.
And beside us here, this trolley is off to Noosa School for their breakfast program potentially tomorrow. So those kids will be eating bananas. They'll be having bread. They'll be having that black yeasty spread that's on most kitchen benches these days around Queensland and the country. You've got tin fruit there as well, along with some cereal. So that's for breakfast tomorrow, not just at a place like Noosa School, but also across Queensland. Gents, really do appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you very much.